Welcome to the Bourbon Boys. What I want to do for this episode is sort of go over, since in the last episode I mentioned that I misplaced the memory card that had all the episode from Distill America. And what I want to do is sort of go over my day at Distill America, sort of what went on, what I loved, what I didn't love. Which would be very small. The event is amazing. Distill America does a great job. Fritz Swanson is a killer host. So from start to finish, they let me into VIP. The VIP bottles were great. Four Roses had a full array of stuff. Jack Daniels had Jack Daniels 10-year. They had other stuff. Four Roses had Four Roses Limited Edition. They had single barrels. It was amazing. If you went in there looking for George C. Stagg or anything like that, you're not going to find that. But the ticket prices for this event are reasonable, unlike some other events in Kentucky, in Wisconsin, which I'm not going to name, which we talked plenty of shit about last year. I didn't go to this year. but Distill America was outside this year. It was outside the year before last, but this year it was in a soccer field downtown. Beautiful setup. They had it all set up in the field, all the tents. It was a nice day, not super hot. They ended up taking a picture from a high rise next to us that showed the whole event and everybody yelling at the camera, and it was cool. My highlights, obviously, like I said, Four Roses, Jack Daniels, Jay Henry brought out their new rye, which is very good. Dancing Goat had some stuff. Driffles Glen had some good stuff for the locals. Stopped by Twisted Path. Brian's always got some things cooked up, although he didn't have a ton of whiskey. It was mostly he was offering mostly his non whiskey spirits because that's his bread and butter, so it makes sense. Let's see what else spirit wise. Tons of the big guys were out there. They had Buffalo Trace and somebody had, who was that, Knob Creek. There was some Knob Creek stuff out there from Beam. Aviation Gin from Ryan Reynolds shit. He had some glasses out there that were I didn't love the gin, but that's some cool sunglasses. But the setup was nice. We ended up setting up over next to the luxury boxes, there were buildings on the field for people to watch the game. They have like the boxes on the field, like where they have rooms where you can go in with air conditioning, and they have food and stuff like that. But they have chairs outside. We set up outside there. We actually talked to Amon. We talked to Chris Dinwiddie. We had who else was on? Dan was there right before his surgery, so we had a lot of Dan. Me and Dan were there. We had a hotel across the street. That's the best part about the location. There's a hotel right across the street. Not cheap hotel, but the location was amazing. Ended up having dinner with the Bloms, with Mike Blom. Just the atmosphere of that thing is, if you get a chance, Distill America is always the best event in the state, in my opinion. Best event I've been to, bar none, of all the events I've been to in this state or in Kentucky, for that matter. I mean, you got the larger ones in Chicago and things like that that are really good, but Distill does it right. And they top themselves this year, and I think they're going to do even more next year. Their event last year, probably the food line and all that stuff was a little jammed inside. But this year they did it outside. It was cool, man. It was great. They had good food. Frog legs, I think. was part of it. I mean, that was one thing, but that was one thing that stuck out. I'm trying to think of highlights. I mean, those were the whiskey that Four Roses had was a highlight. And Jack Daniels, even though they were trying to hide it, if I remember correctly, they were trying to say they were out of their 10-year-old after the VIP hour, but they still had it. Jack Daniel dickhead. I'll probably just throw this as an extra. It'll be a bonus episode. It won't be a normal episode. I just want to give Fred Swanson needs a shout out, man. I wish that's the one thing that made me really upset about losing this. I had three or four other episodes on there besides the Distill America stuff, but Fred lets me come into that event for free and gives me full access or whatever I want. And all I have to do is do a podcast. And I didn't hold up my end of the bargain this year. And it makes me really sad because we did a good podcast. Chris Dinwiddie came on super drunk. So that was hilarious listening to that give and take. Dan and I were having our normal shenanigans. So it was a good podcast. I'm really upset we lost it. But if you get a chance, Distill America, bar none, best event I've been to. Kentucky, Wisconsin, where are the events I've been to? I don't know. Galena's pretty good too, but Galena's a different animal. Galena's more of a smaller event. It's more low key. whereas Distill America is like, it's a bigger event. It's more like out there. Like there's more tables that bring stuff. At Galena, you're going to get a bunch of Buffalo Trace stuff that's really good, and you're going to get Blom Brothers stuff that's really good. At Distill, you're going to get Four Roses. You're going to get Jack Daniels, limited stuff. So, I mean, they're two different great events, but easily two of the best events are those two. And Distill, in my opinion, is one of the best, especially for the price. You can't beat that price. I mean, you can go to whiskey. You can go to Wisconsin Bourbon Fest and pay $200 for average shit all day. I don't know what they had this year, but I haven't heard anything amazing come out of there. And their food was probably better than it was last year because it wouldn't take much. If you want a charcuterie board or a shakuchi board and some pepperonis and some sliced beef, that's about all they had last year. So, all right. Well, Fred, I love you. Your event is top notch. Anybody who listens to this, if you have a chance, and I actually did some guerrilla stuff this year and went through the audience and talked to people, and God, really upset I misplaced that memory card. But if you get a chance to go to this event, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. And hopefully you see me there next year. But maybe Fred kicks me out now. Maybe I don't get a free ticket anymore. So until next time, enjoy your pours. Enjoy your family. Good night.